We know we can stop this virus. We know we can do it successfully. We know that even if we're not fully successful, we often have another hit at the bat. We also know, however, that we want to stop this virus. We want to stop it. We don't want any more infections, and we certainly don't want any more infections with resistant strains. We as a community of people who are impacted and care about this virus have some role to play in the ongoing conversation about what we do in terms of impacting spread, impacting the ability to contain HIV. Because it's a mess. It's a true mess in terms of these meds and the numbers of people in need. And it's difficult. We know that access to methadone and other treatment alternatives for people, and safe, and even the needle exchange, is a difficult problem. We know it's a problem. This country's a disaster when it comes to addressing the issues of injection drug use. But no one less than Bill Clinton himself started this meeting by saying that he apologized for a wrong decision he made in blocking needle exchange. He said it was a wrong decision to block it. He thinks we should be on the path to offer needle exchange. We should be proactively saying, you know what, if you've got a needle addiction issue, we'll try to get you off it, but while we're working on that, how about a clean needle? And deal with sexual issues, deal with safer sex. We know that the drive for intimate contact sex is real, and no one's expecting that any simple words is going to stop it, since it hasn't in two decades. But the ongoing conversation in our community about how we take care of each other and control this is part of the conversation that we have at our meetings, because as we see the spread of not only HIV around the world, but the spread of resistance, difficult to treat strains, people in whom 16 of the drugs are available and only 4 of them might work, when we see those kinds of numbers, it sobers us to think, what else can we do?